Are you prepared yet?
I'm mostly prepared. I'm reading a little story that is unrelated to what we're doing, but it was interesting.
Stop doing that. Read all those links that I sent.
I'm not reading those links. I'm reading about Squirrel Girl.
Oh, do that too.
I didn't realize she's beaten so many people.
She beat Galactus by herself.
No, it does not list Galactus. It says single-handedly defeated MODOK, Finfang Foom, Dr. Doom, and Thanos. And someone named Terex. I don't know who Terex is.
Isn't he one of the heralds of Galactus?
Sure.
Because, you know, when you can summon squirrels, you can totally beat up on anybody with the power cosmic.
She has the power furry.
I don't know.
Oh, that's... That... True Believers, and welcome to the 21st installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig, with me are KS72, Sneaky Beat 15, better known as Ray and Ian of the Long Box Heroes Alliance. Hello, three gentlemen who have now finally all seen Star Wars.
Hooray!
Hooray.
Hooray for us, and by that I mean, meh, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, exactly. Alright, so this is January 13th through the 20th of 2016, and holy shnikes, is Demiurge throwing the kitchen sink at us of changes.
Yeah. They're working hard. They're working
hard. There's so many changes coming, it's insane.
Yeah, if you thought the last round of changes was a lot of changes, you ain't seen nothing yet.
But baby, ain't seen nothing yet. Here's something you ain't never gonna forget. Anywho.
Yeah.
All right. Deadpool dailies for the week. Today you had Blue Steve Rogers. Tomorrow, Yellow Sentry. Friday, Red Punisher. Saturday, Green Blade. Sunday, Yellow Wolverine. Monday, Green Torch. Tuesday, Black Colossus. And next Wednesday is Black Cyclops.
Woohoo!
We had some crashes of the Titans.
Yes.
On the 8th was Nick Fury. I had no chance, but I hear other people had better success.
I was a winner. I don't know exactly how. It just, like, I tried it once. And I came really close, and I was like, I shouldn't have come really close. I should try that again. So I tried it again and got smoked like 5 times in a row. And I was like, oh, well, maybe it was a fluke. And then I was like, yeah, maybe I'll throw in some boosts this time. And I did it again and got, you know, the right amount of the computer stumbled into my demolitions.
Yes, exactly.
Boom.
Sorry.
That's exactly how I won.
I had a wrestling flashback in my head real quick.
Yeah, you would.
It sounds like an argument. It sounds just like demolition. Sorry, the theme song for the tag team Demolition. All right.
Wow.
Yes. So
that is
what'd
not
you
how I remember the theme song going.
Sounds just like Demolition.
No, that's not it at all.
Am I thinking of a different wrestler?
You might be, because theirs was, here comes the axe, and here comes the smasher. They're demolition, walking disasters.
Man, I'm thinking of somebody else. I know that's a song.
I don't doubt it, but I was saying that's not the right song.
Yeah, you're correct. All right, any case.
Yep.
Today we had Invisible Woman. Oh, wait a minute. What'd you get for Nick Fury? What was your reward?
Let's say it was a purple Iceman.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yep.
I got a green Rolk.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, he's getting respect.
You're really making a move on Rolk.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a 1-4-3.
Wow.
Man, between him and Thing, you're like the 4-star guy now.
If only I had any ISO, but we'll get to that later.
Right.
Yeah. Today was Invisible Woman, which is the only one of these things I can win. So this is the one that I won.
Everyone with a yellow can win.
Because everyone with a yellow can win, and I've got a yellow.
Nice.
And then the game, because it lives to taunt me, gave me my legendary token and a prize. The one. The one option. The one option that I can't use, it gave me my 9th green Invisible Woman cover that I have gotten. And I was sad times.
I know.
Sad time.
Man, if I didn't know in my heart of hearts that I liked you so much, I would feel really bad about how much happiness your misery brings me. Because that happens to you
all the time,
disproportionately large amount of times. Because I did better. I got a purple Deadpool.
Ooh.
No, that's useful.
Yes. Yeah.
I received a blue... Popped my 5-star cherry Silver Surfer.
Ooh!
Ooh! Yay!
Yeah!
Finally got a Silver Surfer. Well, finally got a 5-star at all.
Yeah.
Right.
All
right. So that's nice.
Yeah. Exciting times. Was there anything on the upcoming list there that you Our Dire Four, outside of probably that Cyclops, because...
Oh, the Cyclops,
yeah,
absolutely.
He is good stuff.
If I remember correctly, that will actually fill out my Cyclops.
Oh, so... and you have unlimited ISO to level him, so you'll be set.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like we all do right now.
Or exactly the opposite of that.
Story events. Enemy of the State will be wrapping up probably by the time you hear this podcast. I know I, for one, unlike other members of my alliance, am not going to come anywhere close to getting that 114,000 needed for that legendary token. I am at 60,000 with a day left. Where are you kids at?
Oh my god, what's the minimum required for not being kicked out of our alliance?
I don't know.
Right around there.
You would have to take that up with Leonard.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to make it. We've got a few people who are over 100,000 already. I am at 80, and yeah, 20 hours. That's going to be rough because, you know, I got to go to work. I suppose I could call off, but it seems a little excessive.
Come on, Ray, dedication.
You are not at the bottom of the alliance. You'll be happy to know, Ian.
Yes.
So I believe it looks like you've played each event. Maybe.
Yeah. Try to play a little bit of each one.
I try to at least try to get those CPs. But man, this round that I'm on now, man, I always forget how much I hate fighting Gorgon. But I hate fighting Gorgon.
Yeah.
His stupid stick attack is...
Yeah, his debilitating slash is brutal.
It's legendary amounts of damage and then taking away your ISO. I mean, it's just... ISO. Jeez. I'm sure everything takes away my ISO right now, so sure.
Your AP.
Steals my AP and it does 5,000 some points of damage on a stick slash.
Yeah, the AP steal is just excessive, I think.
Yeah,
it's
after
just like,
that much damage, do you really need to take my AP too?
Because I like using... I've got a couple teams that work against his waves. I've got the Cap-Wanda-Hood combination. But if Hood happens to be in front with that debilitating slash, he's gone.
Yep. Yeah, he's dead.
He's just instantly dead.
Yep. Next event firing up will be the good old unstable ISO 8. 16,000 gets you a red cap. 36,000 for your legendary... Top 10 places all will get you a classic Cyclops. 11 on down will get you Kamala Khans.
Ooh, I could use all of that. I'm going to participate.
Yeah, what's the low one? What's the low-hanging fruit on Kamala Khan? Is it green?
Sure, why not? I've got 16 of those, so why not?
Sounds good. I'm going to say, I could use the red cap. I could use the Cyclops. I could use the Kamala Khan.
Do you have it?
It is yellow.
Yeah.
You have to make the top 100 to get the green.
That's doable.
Yeah,
maybe.
All the way down to 200 will get you yellow.
Okie dokie.
But it's pretty generous because it's 200 and 200 still gets you 25 hero points too.
Oh, nice. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yellow is the only one I have maxed, but I'll be trying for the 100 top 100 apparently.
Yeah, I have her covered all the way out, but I only have her at level 140, and I have nowhere close to the ISO, and I've got multiple covers of her dying. Today, that I'm just going to have to sell off for ASO, because I'm not going to be able to get her to champion. Bad times. PvP events. The Black Vortex is going to be starting up here. 800 for your red Gamora. 1,000 gets you a green Sheevy X-23. 1,300 for your legendary. First place is a purple Ant-Man. And then 200 through 100 are some Daredevils.
Ooh.
So I would like to get the Daredevil multiples
too,
if I could, just to throw him some champion levels.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Speaking of which, we're a week in. Not quite. 6 days in. What are we thinking about champions so far? Pretty sweet.
Yeah. The 3 stars just giving you a legendary token right off the bat.
Oh, man, that's a great reward.
That was ridiculously generous. I thought that was going to be the final tier of the ladder.
I did too.
Right out the gate, that was, man. Yeah, but other than, like, as we've been hinting, whew, I remember having ISO.
Yeah.
It's not anymore.
Yeah, I spent all mine because I have championed 19 3 stars.
Wow.
And three,
that's insane.
And 3 2-stars.
Wow.
And man, my ISO went away so fast.
That's ridiculous. That doesn't even make sense to me. I've championed like 4 3-stars and like 4 2-stars and gone. My ISO was gone instantly.
Man, I've got Loki up to level 172.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't have that many Loki covers. He's one of the only people I have championed. I championed Loki, let's say Deadpool, Daredevil, and one other person that my game's not up, so I couldn't tell you who it is, but it's someone good. Let's say Falcon.
Oh, sure. You had to rearrange the covers on Falcon.
I did get a Falcon to go +1 on him. And then, you know, most of my 2 stars, as long as I had them, I was like, yeah, be champions.
Right.
So I thought your number was excessive, but apparently I have champion 13.
Yeah.
So it's not too excessive.
It's
so, but I have a question for you.
Yes.
2 stars.
Mm? Yep.
I have, like, I champion the 2 stars that I use every day.
That's what
I did.
But
then I've got Dokken, Dokken. Mm-hmm. I've got,
the Dream Warrior.
Human Torch.
Right.
And Wolverine. And I keep getting covers for them.
Yeah.
But I didn't have the ISO to champion them. Are they, I mean, should, what do you think? Opinions. Should I champion them if I get the ISO?
I'm gonna champion Moonstone just cause I get nothing but Moonstone covers. But the problem is right now, I sold her probably 2 weeks ago. I have her at 13 covers right now. And I bet I've sold off 12, 13 since Champions went live.
Wow.
Because I don't have the ISO to get her to level, 94?
Yes. That is insane.
So, but I get nonstop Moonstone covers. Like, I don't make it up. It's insanity.
Huh.
So I think I can get her up to whatever it's going to be. What, 144?
Right.
Right.
I bet I could get her to 144 fairly quickly if I want to spend the ISO.
Yeah, the problem is nobody has any ISO now. Now, if I recall last week, there was a member of our podcast who said ISO was going to be the most desired component of the game.
Right.
And I believe that was me.
Yeah, it sounds like it came from somebody else. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, by far, it's... I need the ISOs. But it's going to be... The problem is we're right in the start of the champion. Once you get everyone champion, then you won't need the ISO again.
Right.
Right.
Sure.
So we're just in a...
About that, though.
But not to the amount that you need it right now. Right now, you need ludicrous amounts that you can't keep up with it.
Right. I looked at that... You know, the purchase $100 worth of ISO.
It's not worth it.
It's not.
Not even close. 70,000? No. That'll be gone in...
One character.
Right.
Not even.
Yeah.
70,000. I was going to say, that won't even be enough to take one of my characters up from where they are now to level 166 so that I can champion them.
Exactly.
Well, see, here's my argument with what you're saying, though, Craig, is I have so many 4-stars now because of all the legendary tokens from championing
that's true.
That need ISO as well.
Yeah.
Previously, as soon as I were to get a 4-star cover, I would then level that 4-star as much as I could. Well, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I've got like a dozen 4-stars that are just level 70 waiting
to
go.
Right, but I think you're going to start seeing the rewards, though, because there's so many of the champion rewards are ISO given back to you. You know, as you level people, it gets to be, you know, 1,000 ISO fairly quickly.
Right, but I don't think it's proportional. It helps to offset some of the serious ISO costs, but...
I don't know, I think it'll...
It will. I mean, everything will level out at some point, but right now it's a frenzy for ISO.
It is. Yeah, I've got to put my roster away. I'm just going to stare at it.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was doing, too.
Both gazing longingly at your game.
Just went into blank space there for a minute.
Right.
I wish I had more ISO.
That's silly.
So what do you have your 2 stars up to?
I just closed it. So I have Thor, who is my, you know, absolute best 2-star. He's up to 107 now.
Yep.
And I always play him with original Black Widow, who's at 105. So they're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
And then my Enchilada team, the Storm, Magneto 2-stars, are both at 105.
Okay.
So the Enchilada is getting easier and easier.
Yeah. So I've got Thor at 108. I've got the Dream Warrior at 107. And I've got good old Captain Marvel at 103.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you used Captain Marvel.
I love Captain Marvel.
And as per usual, I am making little to no progress in this game. I have Thor at 96, 2-star Hawkeye at 97, same thing with 2-star Bullseye. Storm and Black Widow are both at 99, and Ares is at a whopping 103.
Man, you championed a lot of 2-stars.
Well, all of them that I play. I have two sets of 3 for going through the Deadpool daily.
Oh. Interesting.
Like, okay. I have a team of 3 that I play for the one, and then the team of 3 that I play for the next one.
Yeah.
All right. I gotcha.
And
I've got 2 teams as well, so.
Oh,
makes sense to me.
Right. And I lied. I have 5 champions in the 3-star zone.
Oh.
I forgot about poor Hulk. Poor forgotten Hulk.
Poor Hulk.
But anyway, so that's champions. It's going great. It's a very,
very fun. Yeah, I'm loving it. Yeah,
I think it's widely accepted. Like,
yeah.
There was a comment on our Facebook page about how, I forget who it was, but they thought it was the best the best feature that the game has added so far.
It's been sweet. All right, so loads more new stuff coming.
Yeah.
Preview notes for release 92 have come out. And this week's teaser is even more sad than the last one. we'll get to that last because we have follow-ups on that. Other things it says is coming up is that there will be some events coming up with Squirrel Girl and Black Widow, PVB with Prodigal Son. Here's what's nice. You can now claim multiple Facebook gifts all at one time.
Oh.
So instead of hitting okay over and over and over again, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
Message of the day is being changed so it only shows up once.
Okay.
Instead of every time you launch the game.
Sure.
A fix for Invisible Woman so she can no longer make herself, well, try to make herself invisible when there's no yellow tiles on the board and it fails.
Okay.
And it says general back end fixes related to champions.
Okay.
And an Android bug fix for looking for resources.
Oh.
But the new teaser, which makes me sad because it's scaring me. It's scaring me. I'm scarred. The teaser is like father, like son. And I pray to all that is holy, all that is unholy, all that might listen anywhere in the multiverse. Please do not make another freaking Dokken, Dream Warrior in
Wolverine.
This game. Another Wolverine. I need another Wolverine like I need 7 more holes in my face.
Like you need some more Moonstone covers?
Seriously, no. Well, at least those are useful now because I can champion her. I can't do anything with more Wolverine-type characters. Please no more. Good Lord. But Ray...
I was going to say, from what I hear, we have a nearby co-host who has taken some time to extrapolate the many possibilities that like father, like son could lead to.
Ray, tell me
about it. Yeah, kinda. So what I did was I did a search for in the Marvel Universe for father-son combinations. Not Puzzle Quest related in any way. And I just pulled these up. So, like, the one example is Magneto Quicksilver, which, obviously, those two characters are already in the game, so we can kind of just ignore that.
Yep.
I can't imagine they're going to do anything with Franklin Richards.
Nope, worst character ever.
Whether or not that is true, I just can't imagine they're going to do it.
No, it is true. He is the worst character ever.
I think that's an opinion, not a fact. But so also, when you're looking at father-son, there's the Odin-Thor-Loki combination, but we can ignore that, I think.
I mean, a 5-star Odin would be sweet.
Sure.
Yeah, that's not happening.
But it's the like father, like son. It scares me that it's someone
it's
whose powers are very similar.
Right.
Yeah.
Venom Carnage, they considered that a father-son duo, but again, both those characters are in the game. So, now we get into the little bit more interesting ones.
Yeah.
There's a reference to the...
Oh my god, it's going to be Cable.
The Baron Zemo, and are you just going to cut it? I'm trying to build up here.
He just popped into my head, and it just came out.
I'm trying to build up.
Way to derail Ray. Something
I'm
fierce.
I'm sorry. I was thinking of characters I hate. Scott came into my head. Oh, because, you know, that'll make me sad.
All right.
Anyway, go ahead.
So anyway, Baron Zemo.
There were four in my list that I thought, yeah, the Baron Zemo, Heinrich and Helmet Zemo, but neither one are in the game, so
right.
That's not going to happen.
No dice.
So, the top four. One, Wilson Fisk's son, Richard, as the Rose.
I don't know that character at all.
Interesting, but I can't imagine.
No, I'm sad just hearing that aloud.
Really?
The Rose.
Oh, come on, the Rose was an interesting character.
I don't know that character in any way.
How about Ares' son, Phobos, God of Fear? Huh? No.
That's fine. Again, that seems unlikely.
How about it's a reference to a storyline, and they're going with Norman Osborn and Harry Osborn?
Could be.
They're going to do a storyline.
I would
Harry.
Totally buy that.
That would be fun. Or if they put in, you know, Harry as the whatever goblin, he hobgoblin.
Did Harry hobgoblin at all?
I don't know which one was Harry.
Harry was Green Goblin as well.
Oh, so Norman was both the other goblins.
No.
Who was Hobgoblin then?
Third guy.
Oh, that was a guy who
unrelated
just had the
to
stuff.
The Osborns.
Who just had Norman stuff?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so maybe we could be a Green Goblin.
Yep, I could live with that.
I could live with that.
I like where that could be going.
If I can throw pumpkin bombs at somebody, or whatever he does, or was that Hobgoblin again?
Nope, he throws pumpkin bombs.
All right.
And then the last thing, which you already cut to the chase, Cyclops' son, Cable. Which is interesting because Cable may make an appearance in the movies.
Yeah. See, the problem, it just popped into my head and it made me so irate that I just spurted it out. Because it absolutely makes sense for him to be a 5-star because he's really powerful. Cable's got lots of influence in the Marvel Universe. He's well connected. He's got lots going on. He's a big leader nowadays.
Oh, is he?
Sure.
Yeah, Cable's like one of their dudes.
Oh, is he going to be in the upcoming? Oh no, Marvel doesn't have X-Men properties right now.
Right, but I don't know if he's going to show up in Apocalypse or not. I doubt it, but it's possible.
But Spider-Man is. Spider-Man's showing up everywhere.
Correct.
Yeah.
So we're all decided that it is going to be docking. It's not a.
Yeah,
not
it's going to be, which makes me sad. I mean, Cable could sneak in here.
Yeah, but again, X-Men.
Yeah.
And they were leaning away from X-Men.
I know, but I can hope that it's not another another Dream Warrior.
Right.
Because I don't need me more Dream Warriors.
Yeah, I was going to say. So would it be a 5-star? Or are we thinking a 4-star?
I believe this is going to be a 4.
I hope so.
I think it depends on who it is. If it's Cable, it's totally a 5-star.
I don't know enough about
Cable
to think
that.
Cable's
a 5.
Yeah. All right, we can jump ahead a minute to the newest 5-star.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be a 5-star.
Yeah. All right. I hear you. Now I'm back on board with what you're saying.
All right, let's just jump ahead. So last week they teased a new character, and we had hoped and prayed that it was going to be someone cool like Black Bolt.
Yeah.
But we all knew
our hopes were dashed. And it turns out that it is, yet again, another Spider-Man.
Right. Well, we got our super hopes up when they teased the powers and really tried to make it sound like Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
That went away, too.
It's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Back in black, Spider-Man. So, I've got his powers here. If we want to go through them, they just make me sad.
I think you're taking this really hard.
I am... Especially, let me read you the name of the blue power, Ray. Are you ready to be super sad?
Bamf? No.
No. It's called Tyke Webdo.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Ugh.
It would be dumb.
So for 6 blue, Spider-Man unleashes a vicious fury of precision kicks and acrobatic flips. If he's invisible, it does 1,419 damage, otherwise he stuns the target and deals 133 damage. That's at level 1. At level 5, it's 2,554 damage while invis, otherwise 1,303 in a stun. At max level, it gets up to a lot. 8,024 while invis, and otherwise 4,087 with that stun. Here's an even more sad power. The green power is named Automotive Artillery. Spotting his target in the distance, Spider-Man picks up my car and throws it, invalidating my insurance policy, because no insurance is going to cover Spider-Man hurling my car at someone. Jerk. This deals 2,123 damage to the target, ignoring the effect of any projectiles, and stunning them for 2 turns. At level 5, it's 3,848 and a 4-turn stun, which is that's a good amount of stun. At max level, that Toyota hitting you gets up to 15,468 damage.
Good lord.
And stuns a random enemy for 4 turns.
Well, that is a 5-star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His purple power is passive. Shadowy Acrobatics. It says, Peter darts through the shadows, using his foe's confusion to disappear completely. Enemy strike tiles add 45% less damage down to a minimum of 1. While at least one enemy is stunned, Spider-Man then becomes invisible. At level 5, enemy strike tiles add 100% less damage, going down to 1. And while one enemy is stunned, Spider-Man's invisible. So he makes himself invisible, and then he chucks random poor innocent citizens, destroys their cars, to try to stop Rhino. And Spider-Man.
The symbiote was controlling him. He couldn't make good decisions.
Nah, this isn't the symbiote, though. This is just the black suit that
looks
like the
symbiote
suit.
This is the black cotton costume that he stitched together afterwards?
That is correct. Yep.
Oh.
That is, there's a whole Marvel article piecing together Marvel Puzzle Quest Black Suit Spider-Man, and it is expressly described that it is the black costume he's built for himself after losing the symbiote. This one, he gets super angry at the world, he puts on the black suit and goes out.
Five-star?
It's after Aunt May has been shot, he puts on the black suit and goes out and punches some people.
Yeah, didn't she get better, though?
Yeah, but this is just what it says.
I don't know, it just seems like an odd 5-star, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like there was a time when, we'll say, I don't know, the Watcher or Madam Web gave him the power cosmic to go do some fighting. I would have been a 5-star Spider-Man I could live with, Cosmic Spider-Man.
Sure. I would be down with that. Not just black suit who chucks cars at me. And uses his Tyke Web dough. It makes me sad. Ian would remember this. This has nothing to do with Marvel in any way.
Uh-oh.
What's the name of the super weird martial art that you can only pick up in Mage the Ascension if you're that one kind of mage?
Oh, I don't remember. I'm sorry. I know what you're saying, but I have no idea.
it also had a weird name, and you're like, well, no, just that it's, you know, we've got this weird special martial art that only we can do. Yeah. In any case, there's an article posted up on Marvel.com.
I'll link it in.
Ray will link it in. It's an interview with Miles Benjamin from Demiurge, and he's got some tips as to who you could team up this Spider-Man with. He says, you know, works great with anybody who stuns. Miles, Iceman, Jean Grey, She-Thor thing, fantastic. Anybody who makes green, or team him up with Old Man Logan because they were the one cover all of the colors with no overlaps. So
sure, and all you need is
lots of 5-star covers.
Yeah, a lot of 5-star covers. Considering it, when did 5-stars come out? It was November. I've got one. Yeah,
yeah.
I see that happening anytime soon.
All right. Speaking of things you could get 5-star covers from, the announcement that they had made a little while ago about changing legendary tokens is now also kicking into effect tomorrow, January 14th, along with that Spider-Man coming. So there will now be two different types of legendary tokens you can purchase. There are classics and legends. Classics will be costing 20 CP. Latest legends will be 25. So the way classic is going to work is that it will contain all heroes that have been rotated out of latest. So Silver Surfer has been rotated out of latest and is in classic legends packs with Jean Grey and Old Man Logan. So that will get you all 4-stars and these older 5-stars. Latest legends contain the last 3 released 5-star heroes and all 4-stars except Devil Dino. So currently, latest Legends will contain Back in Black Spider-Man, Jean Grey Phoenix, and Old Man. That's redundant to the last thing I read. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that didn't
at all.
Make sense at all. You're a liar, Craig. A liar.
It didn't make sense when I read it either.
Yeah, I'm just reading it right off the screen, and that doesn't make any sense at all. Latest Legends packs will contain Spider-Man, Back in Black, Jean Grey Phoenix, and Wolverine, Old Man Logan.
So I think right now there's a bunch of overlap because we only have so many 5-stars, but as the 5-stars expand, the latest legends will contain, obviously, the most recent ones, the latest ones.
All right, I guess. Another note there is that legendary tokens obtained in the game as rewards will be latest legends. And classic packs are only available with the purchase of command points.
But five less. Which is where I'm going to be spending
me
all
too,
of mine.
Because I currently have 43 command points because I was saving them for this. So tomorrow, as soon as that goes live, I will be buying two legendaries.
43 command points?
Yeah.
Wow. Good on you.
I've been saving them.
Yeah, I've been saving mine too. I don't think I'm anywhere near that.
Well, I just got 15 in a daily resupply.
Oh, nice. Oh.
Like yesterday, I think.
Oh, good.
2 days ago.
All right, so I'm way ahead of you then. I've been playing every story event I can to repeatedly until I get the command points that are available. I am up to 48 command points currently, and in 2 days I get 15 more.
Wow.
So there you go. Rayleigh, you're swimming in Red Hulk and thing covers.
In 3 whole tokens.
Yeah, that'll give me 3. But hey, that's 3. I mean,
yeah, 3's a lot. Exciting. That's a lot of... Yeah, so I'm fine with that. I just have to try to remember to be aware of who are the latest, so I know whether to go for the later or the classics. Who are the latest 4-stars? Or all 4-stars count in the latest?
The way it reads is all 4... Yeah, it specifically says all 4-stars.
Okay,
except Dino.
Except Devil Dino.
So what can I get with the classic, then? Just Silver Surfer?
Well, that's not what it says. It says that, specifically, it says, classic legend packs contain all heroes that have been rotated out of latest legends packs. Currently, Silver Surfer has been rotated out of latest Legends and is in Classic Legend packs with Jean Grey Phoenix and Wolverine Old Man Logan. But they specifically say that Jean Grey and Wolverine are in the latest Legends. So I'm assuming they're going to be in both until we get another one. I don't know. There is confusion.
Well, right. I'm trying to. If you go to D3's help thing, there's in gameplay tips. There's a new page that I just found. And
tell
that tells me that latest legends contain the last 3 5-star heroes that were released and all 4-star heroes except Devil Dino. Classic contains all 5-star heroes that have been rotated out of latest. as well as all 4-star heroes except Devil
Dino. So that makes it sound like only Silver Surfer will be in there.
Yeah. So if you want the newest three five stars going forward,
right?
You always have to buy latest.
Right.
That would make more sense.
But until I get my four stars all maxed out, right. I'll spend the 20.
The four stars are not affected by classic or current. Nope,
they are all in both. So
okay. Great.
I'm going to spend 20 on classics until I get my 4 stars rolled up.
Yeah, especially since I only have Silver Surfer right now.
Right. So,
that makes my decision easy.
So if it gets you another Silver Surfer cover, awesome.
Exactly.
Thanks for clearing that up for me, guys.
So right now on the Legendary token, where you go to turn them in, there is an info button that tells you the percentages of each one. So I imagine that will be included on the, differences when they split them. So you should be able to click the info button and see who is exactly available before you decide to purchase.
Nah, there's a screenshot on the webpage that says, Jean Grey, Old Man Logan, and Spider-Man Back in Black. In latest, you have a 3%. All right. So Jean Grey, Wolverine are in both.
Oh.
You have a 3.3% chance of pulling Spider-Man Back in Black and a 3.3% chance of pulling Jean Grey, Old Man Logan, and Silver Surfer in Classic. So there you go.
So what you're saying is everything costs 5 less CP.
Unless you really want that Back in Black Spider-Man.
Okay.
For a 3% chance.
Right.
Nope. I'll be spending 20s.
Crazy. All right. Well, that'll get flushed out as we move forward.
By tomorrow afternoon, King Dreadnought will have, 8 covers of Back in Black Spider-Man. All right. So that's a whirlwind of stuff.
That is a lot of stuff to digest.
Yeah. I don't know that I've digested it all, so I think I've run out of things to talk about it.
No problem.
Ray, you've got comments. Tell me more. Radio edit.
Well, that's good. So the reason it's taking so long is I can't open that file, and it appears to have gone completely. Hey, apparently I didn't save off my listener comment stuff correctly.
Yackety schmackety do. Oh, well.
So most of the comments that were there, most of the comments were about the champions. I mean, just huge amounts of... Not references to Trump. There was one. But, everyone talking about the champions and how good the champion feature is, who they're championing, how, what their strategy is. It seems like the basic strategy is champion the people you got covers for, at least in Reddit and the D3 comments. So, unfortunately, I don't have any specifics because my file got corrupted. I would say, though, area code 212 mentioned that the Dream Warrior song should be a permanent outro for the show.
Only when we have to talk about the character named after Dokken. Ian, tell me about the unbeatable one.
The unbeatable Squirrel Girl. The world's greatest nanny. So, the character...
Jessica Jones.
Well, she's Jessica Jones's nanny. Jessica Jones is also a nanny?
I don't know.
All right. Yeah, it's time for the character of the week. Squirrel Girl.
Feature character of the week.
So, Squirrel Girl, she is yellow, purple, and green. And her yellow power, the bigger they are, she puts out 3 big protect tiles. And it ends your turn, so it's sad. And I never use it.
Yeah, why do yellow powers always have to do that?
I don't know.
Hey, it takes a lot of time to roll up your sleeves and flex your biceps like that.
And they are variable in size based on the amount of health the target enemy has. So if your target enemy has 80% or more of their health, then they are going to be bigger tiles. Strength, the most basic is strength 22 versus strength 33. The higher levels, they become strength 352 and strength 764.
Combined. Well, sure, but
right,
that is a lot of protect.
Yeah, well,
she's undefeatable.
She is unbeatable.
Whatever her title is.
So it's a frustrating amount of protect, but I'm with Ray. I hate things that force me to end my turn.
Yeah.
I don't hate twin pistols that much, but I hate that happens.
Well, you really have to prepare.
Yeah, at least twin pistols power number two. That you felt like
the
you
purple power. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Nuts from above, her purple power. She deals some damage to the enemy, plus a little extra damage if they have protect attack or strike tiles on the board. So starting off, she does some small amount, let's say 330 plus 55 damage per strength attack projectile, maximum of 8. So at level 5, max level, we are looking at, good lord, we're looking at like 4,300 damage plus a bonus of 6,728. That's too much. I don't understand these numbers. This is outrageous. Anyway,
it does
she drops,
get outrageous.
If the person has 8 special tiles on the board, it can do up to 6,728 damage in one attack. So she really Fs up
in addition, though,
something fierce.
That 6,700 is in addition to the 4,300 base?
No. No, that's way too... I think it's 67 is the total.
Oh, okay.
Well, it'd be 8 times 539, so there's 4,000, plus your 2,400.
All I know is when I face her in PvE, I hate it when this thing goes off.
Yeah. Especially if I'm using the team that I enjoy with Black Panther and Falcon and Blade.
Blade, yeah.
Yeah, because because against Blade, she's devastating.
Sad times. Her final power... Furry friends, better known as squirrels.
There we go.
She puts some countdown tiles out on the board that blow up random colors and random tiles. And when they go away, they do another truckload of damage. So let's say she puts out 3 tiles, and when they explode, they do 1,600 points each. So she's doing about 6,000 points if they last. It's a good power. It's probably my favorite of her powers. She is a very solid 3.
Short legs and a flurry tail.
Holy crap.
Squirrel.
Man, that was a real kick in the nuts from above.
Hey, Mick, you see that over there? Yeah, Vince.
Jesus. So, yeah, for me, she is another fine example of a 3-5-5.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not compelled to use bigger they are, the bigger they are. But Ed, Craig, do you use Squirrel Girl at all?
I don't really ever use her. I've had her maxed out for a really long time, but I don't ever use her. Currently I have her at level 167.
Oh, great. I didn't know you. Yeah.
And it's at 454 because I haven't done anything with it.
Do I get cover wise as I continue to level her? Like, sometimes you get a 4-star cover if you continue to level your 3-star guys.
Oh, let me preview the rewards.
Thanks.
You get an Ant-Man.
Oh.
Because you get ants to follow up Squirrel
Right,
Squirrel.
Nice. That makes sense.
At level 183, you get Ant-Man.
That seems only logical. You get Ant-Man.
At 223, you get another Ant-Man.
Great.
Huh. There you go. So I have her at 322 because for the longest time, I just refused to even... add her to my
acknowledge
roster.
Acknowledge her because of her silly animation?
I know you did. You were just selling her like she was going out of style for a while there.
If I get a yellow, I might still. But, after looking at these powers, her purple and green are just so, so much damage.
Yeah, they're good.
But since apparently the game got onto the fact that I was just selling them and hasn't been giving me any sense, so.
Yeah, she's. I'm a little shy on covers on her myself. I have her currently at 335, but someday she'll be at 355.
Have you leveled her?
And
at
then
all?
Look out. What? No, she's at like level 100.
Oh, well, I have her level 40, so.
All right.
I haven't put a drop of ISO. Again, I just don't like the character. I don't like this little girl that can take on, you know, Galactus. I don't like the storyline. I'll get over it eventually, maybe, but.
Nope, no need. I don't find power wise, she's not as compelling as someone else who I don't like. Say Kamala Khan, I can overlook Kamala Khan's ridiculousness because she's so good.
I don't know. At least Squirrel Girl's animations are more amusing to me than Kamala Khan's. And she doesn't embiggen anything.
I would say that's a negative.
What? Because you want to be embiggened as per Jebediah Springfield?
Yes. Well, just generally embiggened sounds fine.
It's a perfectly corpulent word.
Right.
embiggened.
No, that's actually her best feature. Although the animation, I don't care for it, but the fact that it's embiggened makes it better.
Right.
So who does she team well with? You have her at a decent level. Who does she work with?
I don't know. I never play her.
So you have her. You said 167, right? So she's a champion for you.
She is.
Never use her.
Nope. I have. The last time I used Squirrel Girl in a fight was because our, I guess it'd be great nieces were here. And the 5-year-old really thought it was awesome if I played with Squirrel Girl and had Squirrel Girl do things on the screen. So I played some matches with Squirrel Girl that day.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
So what you're telling me is when you have company to visit, their treat is they get to watch you play Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Yeah, you know, little kids love iPads.
Ah, you're the worst host ever.
So she got, I let her, you know, make the matches on the screen, and Squirrel Girl then did things, and she enjoyed that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Because I opened up the game, like, I had the game, and then she came over, and I told her to pick some characters, and she liked Squirrel Girl, so we used Squirrel
Girl. So if anybody out there has any idea of who to team her up with,
right,
we don't use
more.
Her.
No, and I like learning new things. So, which reminds me, so on last week's show, I actually learned something, which I was ashamed that I learned. Because as Stink Palm was telling us about his uses for 2-star Black Widow, he started talking about how she, when she's at some level, she starts doing more damage. I was like, what the F is he talking about? Like, I had no idea what he was talking about. And then I actually read what Espionage did, and I was like, oh my goodness. It's fantastic how much extra damage it adds to her. I thought all Espionage did was, you know, repress some AP.
I have to go read it now.
She does extra damage. It's wild to me.
When she attacks by making a purple, blue, or black match, she does extra damage.
Yeah. I had no idea. No idea after well over almost 2 years now.
Well, what's funny is just because after, you know, you guys use that character a lot, and lots of people use her for things. That's a character that I had never used, ever. So I'm like, you know what? I had some hero points. I recruited her. So I have 12 covers for her now. She's still at level 15, but at least now I actually have her.
Right.
Yeah, her ability to steal just passively is incredible. And then you have her purple power, the aggressive recon, that steals 4 of each color. Oh.
Right, right. Once I took the time to read what Espionage did and have had time to reevaluate her, blue is not the glorious ability that I thought it once was.
Well, I still use it. I mean...
Oh, I do too. I love it when it slows down countdown tiles.
Yes, and the fact that it has saved me a couple times with that healing. It's not too dramatic, but it's good enough to keep you going for a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're fighting a bunch of thugs, and that's nothing but countdown tiles.
Yeah, that's living. That's
you
where
can
it's
save
true
yourself
value.
A lot of damage from those shuriken going off.
Yeah.
If I'm playing in PvP, she's my first target usually, because the stealing drives you crazy. She doesn't have that many hit points, so if she shows up in PvP, she's a target.
Yep.
Well, I just hate being aggressively reconned. It drives me bad. Man, I hate that. All right, so I lost track because I championed way too many things. what did everybody get from their, you know, best rewards
due to
this flurry of token opening?
I specifically sat on all my reward tokens until this afternoon so that I would not forget. And I didn't even have that many. But when I looked and I saw that I had like 5 to open, I was like, oh my God, 5 legendary tokens. This is the best day of my whole life. Because I still was unable to open all of my my basic tokens. I just couldn't do it.
Ugh.
I opened some to get the ISO, but...
Nope, everything. I sold all of my
tokens. I did as well.
Couldn't do it.
I just needed the ISO, if nothing else. I mean, 90% of them were just 1-stars, but that was 100 ISO each.
Yeah, I needed the... I think the best I got is I did end up with a bunch of Nick Fury covers. So I now have Nick Fury at 351.
Oh, okay. That's okay. I still don't like his yellow that much, but that's cool. That's a good find. I was going to say, I got 2 Iceman, 1 X-Force Wolverine... Someone say Deadpool. Deadpool. I got some Deadpool. I got X-23... Classic Cyclops and Star Lord.
Yeah.
Star Lord's not that bad.
Yeah, he's pretty bad.
He is not that bad. He's okay.
I have 5 covers from him and he's still not useful.
Yeah, 5 covers isn't going to do it, but.
Ray, I hear you got 700 Red Hulk covers and 9 Thing covers. So
I got several Red Hulk. So yeah, 143 with Red Hulk. He's getting there. I also, probably the thing that made me the happiest, apart from Silver Surfer, was Professor X. I now have him at 231. I have every single one
Ooh.
Of his powers.
Wow, I also have him at 231.
That's just, you know, how I'm getting him. But yeah.
Yeah.
I've been trying to use him in the fights where I can because... Man, even at the level that he is, I have him at 111. when that big melon head comes up. Oh,
oh man, buddy.
That's so much extra bonus damage.
Yeah, big melon head is really damaging to you.
I also managed to get every color for Mr. Fantastic. 1-1-1.
Oh, nice.
So.
Yeah, 1-1-1. I can't say what that is on this program.
But, so at least I get to play with all of his stuff if I, you know, have a low level fight I can throw him at.
Yeah, I got him at 2-2-3.
Wow.
So.
You've been getting a lot of those.
Yeah. I have noticed that Craig's been getting quite a few Mr. Fantastics.
Well, like I said, I opened, whatever, 16.
Right, but prior to that, you had been getting.
Oh, yeah.
A good number of Mr. Fantastics.
Yeah, he's growing on me.
Good.
Well, I have used him a few times. He's actually pretty decent. He's got healing, so that's nice. And he stuns.
The other thing that I got was I have X-Force Wolverine maxed out now. So as soon as I get an extra 90,000 ISO, I can get him up to level 270 and champion my first 4-star. That would be awesome.
Yeah,
that's not going to happen in a long time. But because the ISO, I just don't have it.
Yeah, but that's exciting that you have that many covers for a 4-star.
Yeah. 4-4-5, so not my optimum build. But
you'll take it any way you get it.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that's exciting.
Also, something that I had wanted to bring up, this might have been a couple shows ago, to be honest, so you guys are going to have to think back.
Uh-oh.
Well, because you had talked about some weird build just now that guys happen to have cover-wise.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
You want to go back?
Oh, no. I don't know what's happening.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, totally derailed. Sometime in some PvE event, you looked. I saw a screenshot. You guys had ended up in the same slice of one of the little sub events, and Ray got out Craig'd by like two spaces. Didn't you finish second in that slice, and Ray finished fourth?
I don't think we finished that high.
Well, at the time of the screenshot, that's where you were ranked.
Yeah, yeah. Correct. I think I might have finished in. That's how I got a bunch of those Loki covers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you managed to get multiple covers, and I got one, if memory serves. So, yeah, I was really close to him for a while, and then, yeah, not so much.
Ian, you remember what that is in Japanese? It's Watashima.
What?
What is happening?
If memory serves me correctly, it's at the start of every episode of Iron Chef.
Oh.
Wow.
He says, if memory serves me correctly, every episode, they all start exactly the same.
Right. It's been a while. I haven't seen the originals in quite some time, to be honest with you. I've been watching a lot of Iron Chef America on Netflix, but never.
Not as good.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not as good, but, you know, I had some highlights.
Just none with Kat Cora.
No, she was, I barely, I've not seen. They didn't,
or Mario Batali.
Nope, no, because he was gone almost instantly because he's too big a deal to be on that show. And on the ones that they moved to Netflix, that they edited out all the Kat Cora episodes. Because of her DUI problems.
Oh, that's nice of them.
Yeah. So the only people you see are Simon Zakarian and the middle guys who no one knows who they are.
Sweet. Okay, anyway.
Just for those Marvel Puzzle Quest Iron Chef crossover fans.
Right.
Well, there's got to be more than two.
Right. It's got to be a big market. You got to think. If you love Puzzle Quest. Because cooking shows are mindless, so you could easily play Marvel Puzzle Quest while watching a cooking show.
Right. As I watched, what's it called?
Nope, Chopped.
Little kids.
No, one watches that, Craig.
Cook for
Shame
Gordon
on
Ramsay.
You for watching anything.
That was on the other night, and I played that with whatever that show's called, MasterChef Junior. That's it.
You bastard! I don't know if we can say that on your show, but
you can't.
It happened.
And then Ian's other favorite show starts up Friday.
No
so
dice.
Hell's Kitchen is.
Nope, never watching that again. Terrible show.
Well, the first couple
bad
seasons
show with a bad chef.
No, the first couple seasons were good.
Bad.
It's just that it's been the same ever since. It's been the same show, like 15 years in a row. Anyway, Ian, tell me more what you want to know. What were we talking about? Oh, just that slice.
Just the slice. I just thought it was a fun coincidence. I'm glad you sent me that.
I've never seen two of us in
the same
slice.
I never encounter anybody I know in my slices.
That was the first time I've ever noticed. But it was because we were two apart. I looked at my standing and went, wait a minute. I know that guy.
Right.
Hey, so we got a question. I just sent you a roster. We got a question from a friend who is asking for help with their big enchilada. Did you get the roster
link?
Yep,
I'm on the move.
I do. I see whose it is.
Okay, so they're asking, how can I possibly complete the Deadpool Daily Big Enchilada?
Let me keep
so
rolling.
I thought we might take a look and see.
Yep.
So it looks like he's already got, I mean, he hasn't been playing that long, and he's already got, what, at least 3 2-star champions. So that's pretty good.
Let's see. How is this going
to
happen?
I would say that the first thing that comes to my mind is Captain America. If you can get his blue power up to a 5, which you can because it looks like he's championed, you get an extra shield throw, and those shield throws can take out countdown tiles, which is very helpful in the enchilada.
Yeah, yeah, that's good stuff.
So his red and blue can both
do that. But his other champions are still even Thor and Storm, so there's a lot of damage potential there.
There is.
I mean, Storm's not going to live. You know, she's hard to keep alive.
But yeah, maybe I would, for champions, I would immediately switch. People. I would immediately switch Storm to 3-5-5. That's the classic Storm build for me. That yellow power at 5.
You are correct.
She takes so many people with her on her way down.
I mean,
brutal.
It's super nice. Yeah.
Definitely stick with Thor. And yeah, and if you're gonna run Cap, I don't know. I would maybe. I don't know what the ISO situation is, but maybe consider. Maybe consider bringing fishnets up with the two of them. But yeah, you could do it with that. I would say, you're right. I would say make Cap 3-5-5, make Storm 3-5-5. Thor is whatever. I run Thor at 4-4-5 because I find red and yellow to be, you know, equivalently effective. You get a little more damage with red. You get more green tile generation with yellow. So whichever your goal there is.
Right.
Yeah, I like to get me as many Call the Storms as...
Yeah, I think 3-5-5 is reasonable, but I also run him at 4-4-5.
I mean, he does have 2-star Magneto fully covered, just not leveled.
Mm. So if you have the ISO,
he could do the Magneto Storm dance.
Yeah,
and throw Thor in there.
And that dance is that Magneto's purple creates blue, and you get to place those blue, so you can make criticals, which then charges Storm's amazing blue power.
Right.
Yeah, so, a lot faster.
So
yeah.
Do either of you have Cap leveled, like level 94 or anything like that?
I don't.
No. I sold as soon as Steve Rogers 3-star became available, Steve Rogers 2-star got the boot.
Yeah, same here. I was just curious because if Cap's blue is stronger, I don't know who's going to get the mark for their blue tiles. Because if it's Cap, then Cap can take the damage while you're building up Storm's blue.
I have Rogers. I mean, I have him, but he's at level 47.
Nope. I think you're right. I think that's a good idea to use him because, yeah, it should be his blue symbol that's out there because he has more. Well, he's this Storm we're looking at is a higher level. So is it going to be Storm every time?
Yeah, I think so. Until he gets Rogers at least the same level as Storm.
Right. But that would be, a way to preserve Storm. Plus, you're right. If you can get the two shield throws, red and blue, at 5, you'll be able to eliminate those troubling countdown tiles as well as stunning and doing damage.
And of course, the only problem there is do you use the shield to destroy the countdown tiles, or do you just stack it up to use Storm's power? I would say the latter. What is that power called?
Windstorm.
Windstorm?
Yes, yeah. That's it. Her Windstorm is just so amazing with the 4-round stun.
Although he does have a Bagman on his roster, so, you know, he's got that going for him.
I missed that.
He does. He has a level 15 Bagman.
I didn't even notice him. The only person I was looking for on the roster at this point was if he can get a purple Deadpool cover for his 3-star Deadpool, then you can always...
Whales it?
Yeah, you can always whale your way to victory once every couple enchiladas.
Right. Well, even if you don't use
it is an all-enemy hurting situation.
Yeah. I don't see Deadpool.
He's down at the way down.
Down. Right, keep
yeah,
going.
Yeah, keep going down until you get to Iron Fist and Luke Cage and then look right around that zone.
Yeah, he has a bit level 43 as a 101.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep, he's nowhere near.
No purple
near.
At all.
No.
So get purple.
Yeah, it's easy. Just get some purple. You know, they're right at the common. They're like, you know, any color for Invisible Woman, it's not green.
So yeah, I agree with Ray. I think it might be manageable with do a little power shuffling.
But yeah, I mean you can take a chance with those characters. It's going to be hard.
Yeah, it'll be work.
I mean, you're going to have to play it multiple times. You're going to have to get a couple good falls.
Right, but I mean you could get like Ray said, you could introduce 2-star Magneto into that mix, reshuffle his powers to 3-5-5, and you know see if you could make some magic happen that way. I did that for quite a while.
I mean, you know, so you got to save up your Call the Storms and Wind Storms for rounds 2 and 4.
Correct.
Right. Yeah, you
rounds
don't
one and three, you're just about building AP, build AP, build AP. Unleash it all in round two. Spend round three building all your AP back up. Unleash it all in round four.
Yeah, building the AP and destroying countdown tiles, and then use the powers on two and four. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And the good thing is he's got a backup two-star team with like Taken and Wolverine to take care of the required two-star round.
Right.
So you don't have to worry about waiting to heal or anything.
Well, yeah, with Ares. So that's actually...
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, so that there's damage there and healing.
Right.
So.
But they're usually... I've never been able to pull off the enchilada with them.
Yeah,
so.
As soon as I find some more roster space, I'm going to start going back to Ares because I think he's just going to be a monster at level 144.
Yeah, I started getting covers for him again.
His damage is just... it ramps up fast.
It does. That green is brutal.
Oh, man, and the red, when he gets hurt, and he swings that axe at you and hits your whole team.
Right.
Oh, and then he sunders you for all the damage.
Right.
How are you running him?
I currently run him at 5-5-3, even though yellow is better than red. I just don't like dealing damage to myself.
Right.
So, but I could easily see him being run at 5-3-5.
Yeah.
I made a slot for him. And just the way the covers have been falling, I have him at 5-1-5.
Oh, nice.
So I'm hoping that...
totally usable.
Yeah, I'm hoping that I can get a couple more red before getting more green and yellow and just having to sell him away.
His only champion downside is he gives you Ragnarok covers.
Yeah.
That was a big, big, like, sad trombone noise when I got that. From the standard covers that I did open... I can't tell you how many Ragnarok and Vision covers I got. I was like, it knows that I'm opening one-star covers, because that's all I deserve from a one-star cover is Vision and Ragnarok.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I don't think I got one of either.
Wow, that's crazy.
Anyway, all right, cool.
Yeah, anyway, what do we got left?
Tell me about the podcast network.
What? We're on a network?
We are.
What's it called?
It's soon to be named.
When will it be named?
Soon.
Anyway. Soon to be named Podcast Network. We are a proud member of this fine podcasting network. If you would like to make some time to listen to some other fine shows, please check out Podvocacy, starring Dave and Jason, where they talk about pop culture interests. You could check out the live YouTube show, The Fresher and Parlance Show, where Fresher and Parlance talk about news and events of the week, along with some other special features. You could listen to the Prodigal Sons podcast, where we alternate between talking about current events and politics and movies that I have not seen.
Well, I suppose, is this week's episode all about the fact that you can now talk about Star Wars?
Just briefly, because they had already spent the last two episodes prior to that talking about Star Wars. So this was my chance to contribute and actually listen, because I just left the other two shows because I didn't want any spoilers.
Right, sure.
Or lastly, and certainly not leastly, possibly lastly and mostly, you could listen to the Longbox Heroes, where our good friends Leonard F. Chikarasin and Todd talk about comic books and all comic book-themed interests, not to mention their follow-up podcast, Longbox Heroes After Dark. Anything they couldn't fit in Longbox Heroes or that didn't fit with their format that they'd like to discuss, they discuss then. So
and they do that while eating Cinnabon.
Damn it, Craig.
Good time. Yeah. You know, someday I'm going to have to listen to one of their shows and see if they complain about me.
They don't.
They don't.
Oh, they should.
They're embiggened.
That was good. All right. Once again, we want to thank everybody for joining us for another fun-filled episode. Please check us out, updates, puzzlewarriors3.com. You can catch the podcast itself, which you're listening to right now, so you found it somehow. But you can find it again on iTunes and on Stitcher and on Podomatic. Please feel free to leave us comments, things you want to talk about, you want to hear about. If you have questions for the D3 team at Demiurge or D3 Go, we can sometimes get some info out of those folks. So if you have some questions, shoot them at us. Their contact info is on the webpage. You can leave us comments on our posts that we put on to Reddit, or you can leave it on the discuss feature on our webpage as well.
And maybe next time I will be able to present those without having my file go away. I will do my best to do so.
That's that cloud. Cloud computing is the devil. As always, if you want to throw us a few pennies, click on the Amazon banner on our webpage. You don't spend any extra dollars. We get a little few dollars back the other way. And I think that's all for this week, so goodbye for now. And remember, watch yourself when visiting Castle Frank in Stein. Good night, everybody.
That was as sour as you promised.
I told you it was going to make you sad.
I'm going to have to choke that one down with a big glass of water.
Good night.
See you, friend.
Good night.